Listening Library presents Jim Thorpe, Original All-American, written and read by Joseph Bruschak.
This story is dedicated to the grandchildren of all those who were sent to Carlisle and to all those who ran. The 1911 season has brought into the public eye a young Indian student at the Carlisle School who promises to be the greatest athlete the world has ever seen. James Thorpe, a Sac and Fox from Oklahoma, came to Carlisle in 1908 with no knowledge whatsoever of athletics. The world of college trainers has been astonished by his achievements. He is not only a basketball player, at which game he fills the center post with truly remarkable skill, but he is a baseball player of great talent and covers any of the sacks or outfields with as much credit as a professional. He can put the 16-pound shot 43 feet, runs 110 seconds, while the 220 hurdles he negotiates in 26 seconds. The high hurdles are pie for him in 15 and 4/5 seconds, while the 220 hurdles he negotiates in 26 seconds. The youthful Redskin hunts, plays lacrosse, tennis, indoor baseball, handball, hockey, all with equal skill and can fill almost any position on a football team with superlative credit. From the Muskogee Times-Democrat, November 1911. Chapter 1. You Can Call Me Jim. You can call me Jim. I've had other names, some good, some bad. Some of them I've accepted and some I have fought against. But Jim, well, that's the one my pa gave when he first looked at me and my twin brother Charlie. James Francis Thorpe, he said. That is what we are going to name him. Thinking back on it, he could have done a whole lot worse. At least he didn't call me after his own pa, my Irish grandfather, like he'd been named. Then I would have been Hiram Thorpe.